Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you on a Victory Monday.
Victory.
20 minutes, we'll get back into some of the highlights. Post-game audio, Falcons beat the Commanders 34-27 yesterday. College football Saturday recap at 1:20 as well. We'll back into the Georgia-Alabama game, Oregon-Penn State, LSU-Ole Miss, and all the other good ones. We'll get to an AMA in an hour as well. We'll get to the phone lines here in just a second.
I'm sorry.
Let me chuckling about it.
Well, nothing, dude. I'm just laughing.
Share it with the class.
Nah, some of these people are just
share it with the class.
Some of these people got problems, man. I guess it's supposed to be a text chain between Drowler and some chick, and it's just hilarious, man. It's really pretty. It's pretty fun.
You being respectful?
No, he's not very respectful. But, I mean, I guess you only... Only, never mind. I mean, I was a college kid, too, but I would never say nothing like that, dude. Hell no, man.
No, I don't think I'd ever say. I certainly wouldn't text
did
anything
you see
like
what,
that.
I know we got to get to callers. But
screenshot, internet,
yes, it'll get you. The funniest thing of yesterday had to be Cam Ward's press. He said, they said, we're ass. We're going to keep it a buck. We some ass.
Yeah, he's right. He's right about that. Probably not everyone wants to hear that.
Oh, not everybody wants to hear that, but yeah. How you sell that? If we keep it in a buck.
Well, if you're keeping it a buck, then that's what you would say.
Oh,
we're ass.
Man.
Right?
That was,
he didn't try to sugarcoat it for the press conference.
Nothing. He said, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, he's right.
Boy.
They're 0-4, and they got beat 26-0 by the Texans.
By the damn Texans.
Who were 0-3 coming into the game.
0-3, and they're worried about what hat they damn quarterback wear.
Yeah, man. Oh, I know.
What a bunch of damn idiots.
The things we worry about
the
these days.
Things.
Things we worry about. Not too much time on our hands,
yeah,
I think.
I think that's what it is.
All right. Nobody's worried about anything like that around here, hopefully. I don't think anybody's worried about anything like that around here. Not after 34-27. Both phone lines to talk about the Falcons' win yesterday, the first four games in general, big picture, small picture, any direction you want to take it. We'll start with Big Mike and Alpharetta.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Big Mike.
I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all.
Thank you. Please do.
You know what gets on my nerves?
Tell me.
I've never played fantasy football. I've never been into that stuff. I had people on my Twitter feed complaining that Bijan Robinson wasn't in the game when Tyler Allgeier made that run for the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Darren Mills lost my mind. Like, what are you all talking about? I don't care who gets touchdowns. I don't care who gets sacks. I don't care who gets interceptions. We get them. We win games. We got to be more consistent. But get these fantasy freaks out of here.
I get
people
you.
Care about their,
I get you, brother.
Their league and stuff like that.
I agree with you, Mike. I agree with you, Mike.
We just got to find a happy medium,
yeah.
Right? Like, you root for your team and also play fantasy football at the same time.
I don't know how y'all do it.
I know some people have a hard time with it. But, yeah, you know, if the Falcons are winning 34-27 and, you know, who's the third string running back? I don't know who, Carlos Washington or something like that, scores 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm with you. I'm with Big Mike on that, man. I got a question. How am I doing in college fantasy?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably not good.
Okay.
You quit.
I didn't quit.
You deleted the app and you don't set your lineup.
That's not quitting.
What would you call it?
That's just status quo.
I don't think you know what status quo means. You were in last place.
Damn.
But you did beat someone.
I did. What did I beat?
I don't know. You beat somebody.
I beat somebody.
Oh, God. It wasn't me, so we can make fun of that. I don't know. I don't know who you beat. But, yeah, you're not doing well.
Okay.
You're 1-4.
All right. But I got that one.
But you beat somebody.
I beat somebody,
How'd
which
you
is
do
awesome.
That? That's,
which is awesome.
That's insane. You planning on firing it back up? Get back at it.
I'm cool.
Dude, you got so many good players. So annoying. You got Jeremiah Love on your team just sitting there. All right.
Is he not much? He should be starting.
He is.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Sometimes you start him and they have a bye.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, Zay. Zay is on MLK. What's up, Zay?
What's happening, family?
Hey, what's up, Zay?
Man, calling in that little traffic. Look, I'm going to keep it $2 with you. That 9-to-5 connection. Excuse me. That's what we've been waiting on. But Kyle Pitts, man, we got to keep him by all means. I am not trying to play against that guy, ever. If you exploit your mismatch, every great quarterback had that tight end. So from Shannon Shaw to a Randy McMichael to a Tony Gonzalez, you just got to have that mismatch guy. Like, wide receivers, you can find them everywhere. Ask Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we got special ones, but it ain't. Hey, a quarterback can make a receiver do what it do. But that tight end, hey, Kyle Pitts is the guy. We got to figure out how to keep that man. I just wanted to keep it $2, man. Appreciate y'all don't even know what kind of.
Thank you, Zay.
What, damn, was that a taser? Is that like a stun gun or something?
Ready for anything.
Yeah, good. I mean, he's playing well, man. Kyle's playing well. He's healthy. He looks happy. And you mentioned it, you know, the touchdown, you could just tell how much it meant to him, man.
Yeah.
It really did. Yeah. The emotions and then the scream afterwards and everything. I don't know what they're going to do. He's on the fifth-year option. He continues playing like this. He might outprice himself.
Here's what I do know about Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
They need to throw it to him more.
Yes.
He's got 24 targets and 20 catches.
Yes.
Like every time you throw him the ball, it's a first down.
Yes.
He's running after the catch.
Yes.
Obviously finally got in the end zone yesterday for the first time this year. But like, again, I know that Bijan, you got to get him the ball a bunch.
Yes.
You got to throw it to Drake. And there's, you know, there's only so many plays. There's only so many touches. I got to try to get Kyle the ball a little bit more.
When I said coming into the season, I said he needed to be the second leading receiver.
Yeah, and he is.
Now, that's
well,
what I said.
Well, maybe he's not.
No, he's third because Bijan's second or first, whatever it is. But I was talking about pass catchers themselves, receiver, tight end. I think Kyle needs to be used more than he is, 100%. I think that, and I can tell this about Kyle, what he did this offseason. One of the biggest things that whenever you have guys down, like especially tackles, you know that you're going to have to help. He does such a better job, Andy, of helping and still getting to his route. Before, he would help. He would bang. He would either knock the damn tackle off or he would bang and get caught up and could get out on his route. He's doing such a better job of doing that. I could tell something that he worked on his offseason was that.
Well, go look at the touchdown he scored yesterday. Yep. He went and he blocked.
Yeah, it was a naked bootleg or whatever.
Long enough, and then he leaked out and he was wide open.
He's played really well.
Yeah, that's definitely something.
He's playing really, really good.
Again, every time they throw it to him, he catches it, and it goes for 10 yards at least.
Yes.
Like, and it's nice to have, and I'm sure, you know, part of it is where he is in the – in the pecking order and all of that. Maybe he's getting favorable coverages, whatever, but I'd try to feed him just a little bit more with how good he's looking. Israel is in Southwest Atlanta. Hey, Israel.
The Andy and Randy, man, when the Falcons win, is sweet like candy. Listen to me now. I'm about to spend that $3 because my first, they did it right.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson, since he came in the league, has the most, number one, baby, 100-yard scrimmage games. Not Saquon, not that King Henry, who's a prince, now he's fumbling. I'm going to spend that $4.
You fumbled yesterday?
Your boy Kyle Pitts, well, he has a real living, breathing quarterback, right? You see what he can do.
His
rookie year.
That's true.
Right? Only three tight ends ever had 1,000 yards, right?
Yep.
And Rand, you know that you're my third favorite tight end of all time.
Well, baby, who are the first two?
Who are the first two?
But now that we got a real quarterback again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Kyle Pitts is a real football player, Randy. What do you think about that?
Man. So happy, man.
Thank you, Israel.
Appreciate it. But, I mean, we talked about the competent quarterback play for him. First time, Matt Ryan, 1,000 yards.
He had.
There was nobody else to throw the ball to, too.
That part of it.
Yeah.
Part of it.
And he's healthy.
Yeah, he was healthy. Then he had four games of competent quarterback play last year.
Yes.
Remember when Kirk was
and
good
was
for
great.
Four games?
And Kyle was great.
He was the best four games he's had since his rookie year.
Yep.
Now, again, and Penix was fantastic yesterday.
Yes,
he was obviously getting the ball to everybody, and Pitts included. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to see. Who do you think the first two were?
I don't know. Probably.
Like, because there's some that you wouldn't, if it's like Tony Gonzalez and Shannon Sharp,
fine.
But what if it's like.
I don't know.
What if it's like. What's my guy's name from Washington the Seahawks took? Jeremy Stevens. What if it's Jeremy Stevens?
Hey, man. I got no problem with nobody. I'm glad I'm in his favorite.
Okay. Top three is good.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah. There's so many tight ends in the history of the NFL.
You know what I'm saying?
To be in the
top three?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I was going to say, great win for the Falcons. Yeah. My only concern is like with all the past seasons, they get a win and then they go back down again. And I'm just concerned whether or not they'll be consistent or not, you know. And I don't know how many problems they fixed from last week to this week in 1 week, you know. So, I mean, it's great they won, but I
come
think
on,
they
James.
Still got
come on, gonna... James. All right. Well, James, come on now. They can't lose this Sunday.
Nope.
They can't lose this Sunday, James.
No, but then I got the Bills. And I want to just ask y'all in general, or what do you think how the Saints played the Bills? Because, you know, the Saints held their own. We got to deal with them later on. And what do y'all think about them as well, you know?
Yeah, thank you, James.
They're good.
Appreciate it. Not the Saints.
Oh, they said the Bills.
No, he said the Saints held their own. So what do you think
about
they
the
Saints?
Oh, no, they were feisty, though.
Yeah, they were.
They
were feisty.
The Saints were feisty yesterday.
They're ready to go.
I think that was more the Bills like, all right, man, damn.
I think the Bills genuinely have different gears.
Yes, like, they're very good.
There's not that many teams in the NFL that actually do have that.
They are.
They can flip.
They are very good.
They got one of those switches.
Yes.
As for the consistency, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's definitely something that is going to, if they can sort of shrink the distance between worst and best. Because that's what the last 2 weeks were.
Yes.
That's the worst performance you can see from a football team is what they did against the Panthers. And then that's about – the offense is capable probably of even a little bit more than what they did yesterday. But I'm not nitpicking. They played really well yesterday. There was some stuff on defense that you'd like to see get cleaned up. But, like, I didn't think that the ceiling was I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say that this is as high of a ceiling for an offense as this team has had in a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think the floor was as low.
Like
that was shockingly low.
It was so bad.
Can't let that happen again. Yeah. You can't let the lows be as low as they've been
so
far.
Because it was so bad, Paul. It was horrendous of a performance. And then, you know, coming back, you find a way to look better, score points, and just look like you were ready from the get-go.
Do you think there's any part of that performance?
They didn't defer. They're like,
right.
No, we want the ball.
Yeah. I like about their mentality.
Let's get out here right now.
And they went
and
for it
go.
On fourth down a couple times.
Yes.
Like, there was a very clear, like, all right, this is what we're here to do mentality yesterday, which was great, and lean on the offense and all that. Do you think there was anything in that Panthers performance that was, like, feeling themselves after the Vikings win?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, good. Because that would be insane.
It would be,
they didn't play that good.
Exactly.
And then I was going to say, if it was, okay, maybe that helps that you saw what's possible, even against a bad team, if you don't show up buttoned up, ready to go. Shouldn't happen again.
No.
That can't happen if that was part of it. Hopefully yesterday doesn't do that. Can't be all excited because we got one.
No, it was a nice win. Now you got some time to get ready for Buffalo.
Sanchez is in Atlanta. Hey, Sanchez.
My dog.
What's going on, Andy and Randy?
What up, man?
Oh, man, great, great. Look, man, I like what the Falcons are doing. I'm just very appreciative that we have reputable veterans on each level of both sides of the ball, because sometimes I feel like our coaches, you know, they get shell shock or they lose focus of what we got going on, because that stunt that Raheem pulled right before halftime, like mismanaging time, like we have a type of offense that we can force the ball down the field, and I feel like why not force the ball and use their timeouts wisely, because we would have had time. And Randy Michael, did you used to play for the Miami Dolphins?
I did.
Hey, man, you was good, and I used to play with you on Madden. I appreciate you.
All right, man, I ain't that damn old, okay? All right.
Thank you, Sanchez.
I be killing me with that, play with me on Madden. I ain't old.
Madden's out now.
But when they say it like that, it means it sounds like I'm old.
You know what we found the other day?
What?
My wife found her old Game Boy.
Uh-huh.
She's got Madden 2002. Are you in that one?
Yes.
Really? Okay, good. We're going to get it fired up. I can't wait.
Yes, I think I'm on.
So
no,
fun.
No.
Because you were in the NFL in 2002.
Yes, I was drafted, but I wasn't on the original, the original copy of Madden. I got Madden end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Later on in the season.
Okay.
Or,
if we had 03 then.
I was.
No, probably not.
I'm just telling you what they told me. I didn't play the game then. But yeah, I had an attitude about that. I asked Mr. Madden himself why I went on the game. Saw him in Green Bay, played the Packers. And there he was, and Al took us to the bus. He's sitting on the bus chilling, like, hey, Mr. Madden, I got a question for you.
I got a question.
Why am I not on your game? And he was like, I don't know anything about that.
It's not really up to me, man.
Not really up to me. Yeah, man.
Not really the game programmer. Just put me on the cover at this point. He's pretty fired up about the Game Boy, though.
That's like,
Like, that's a road trip.
That is one of the things, Bunk. That,
Tetris, man.
Like,
yeah.
Best game ever on
that. Yes, Tetris.
Yeah, because that's my thing. When I go down to Mama's house, go up in Mama's attic, there's so much of those things up there.
You know, she found a Game Boy?
Yep.
An old DVD player.
Why?
Like a portable DVD player.
What was she there looking for?
It was at her parents' house. I know they keep everything.
I know.
But it's great. Now they can watch DVDs in the car.
They got it's a portable DVD player?
Yeah, it's a portable DVD player.
There wasn't nothing better than that right there, dog.
Lily was furious because we also have DVDs somehow. I don't know. We have all – our house is just a throwback. She put on the DVD for her, and it was all the previews. She was like, what's this? Skip it. I was like, I don't know. You got to watch them.
You got to watch
them, man. You got to watch the previews, man. That used to be a fun part. We used to like that.
Y'all got, she got DVDs?
Yep.
Lily has them?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, well, I mean, kind of. We all, you know, what's mine is yours.
Because I got DVDs.
Oh, bring them on.
Yeah.
Bring them on.
I'm trying to think, like, they're in the garage. Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Take them.
We're going to be watching a lot of DVDs coming up. All right. Thanks for the phone calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1240, or sorry, at 1:40 during the AMA. They can also be Falcons calls, as always. But we'll come back, tell you the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, some college football at 1:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.